Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Andy Replugel. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Bando moves to second. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bando moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Tigers won, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from May and he is safe. Yount steals second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Trammell trying to get to home. Ogilvy throws the ball into Martinez who tags Trammell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 2 to nothing, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp bunts towards the mound. Replogle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kemp trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Lizcano moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Lizcano moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lizcano tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Yount moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Molitor scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Arroyo and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Bob McClure now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Yount catches it and throws to third to double up LaFleur. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lizcano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lizcano moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Lizcano is hit by the pitch. Ogilvie moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Corcoran strikes out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Davis now playing right field. Mark Wagner pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Staub moves to second. It's 7-3, Brewers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Brewers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Castro now pitching. Lance Parrish pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 7, Brewers, 7. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Lance Parrish. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing second base. Mickey Stanley now playing right field. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Steve Dillard now playing S. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor bunts towards third. Rodriguez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rodriguez. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Fuko juggles the ball. That's an error on Fuko. Molitor moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from May and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-7, Brewers. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oglavy hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Oglavy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.